City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Episode 14.
Where should we sit, Andrea?
Maybe by the Oh, hey, there's Brian.
Oh, yeah, let's go. I've been wanting to talk to him about something.
Yeah, I wanted to find out why he wasn't in church on Sunday.
I'm pretty sure I know why. That's what I want to talk to him about.
What is it, Mark?
Well, I don't want to say anything yet. I just need to find out the story.
Hey, Brian, can we join you?
Andrew, Mark. Yeah, of course. Sit down. How have you two been?
We were going to ask you the same thing. We didn't see you in church on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I had something going on. I couldn't make it.
Something going on? It must have been pretty important if you had to miss church.
Yeah, it was something for work.
It didn't happen to have anything to do with that skater event over the weekend, did it?
Oh, great. Here it comes.
You mean that one with that horrible band and that woman?
Yeah, I was watching the news on the sports channel and they had highlights from the event. It was sponsored by that magazine that Brian's been doing marketing for.
Oh, please, Brian. Please tell me you weren't involved in that.
We're their marketing company, Andrea. We have to be involved in those things.
Come on, Brian. Even the cable channel bleeped the band when they were singing. But I'm sure all the kids there heard everything.
Yeah, and saw that woman. Brian, what are you doing?
Hey, I tried to tell them not to do this. I told them it would hurt their brand. They didn't listen to me, though. They said that that's the image they want for their company.
Then why would you keep doing business with them? And don't give me that, I have other people's jobs to take care of. What about all those kids that were at that event, Brian?
Yeah? What about all those kids in your class, Andrea? The ones you've been teaching all the garbage to?
Well, that's not going to be a problem anymore.
She quit her job, Brian. She couldn't put up with it anymore, so she quit.
You were right, Brian. I couldn't tell other people to stand up for God when I wasn't willing to myself. But praise God, he gave me the strength to do the right thing, to trust him.
You quit your job?
Yeah, Brian. She's put her whole career at risk so she wouldn't dishonor God.
I just couldn't be part of telling those kids that sin was okay. They already hear that everywhere they turn. The last thing we should be doing is helping the world brainwash these kids into tolerating sin. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:22 that we're supposed to abstain from every form of evil. We're not even supposed to be near it. And here I was teaching it and teaching others that it was okay. I'm so thankful that God gave me the courage to just stop. It's such a relief.
A relief? You don't have a job, Andrea. You might have ruined your career.
It's a relief to not feel like I'm going to go against God every day. I finally feel like I'm back on his side, doing what he wants me to do, standing up for him, and standing up for the right things. And as far as my career goes, well, it's just a chance to learn to trust God more. I already feel closer to him just because I can see now how dependent I am on him.
See, Brian, God can give us the strength to do the right thing. Just trust him. If God wants you in that kind of business, then he'll make things work out okay. You don't need to give into the world. Just trust him.
You mean like your boss did? Didn't he lose his job?
Yeah, he did. And so did I.
What?
Yeah. Ken's replacement was a transgender guy. He wanted me to call him Donna. I couldn't encourage him to sin. I didn't want to help desensitize him to his sin.
So you got fired.
He quit, Brian.
God gave me the strength to do the right thing. I couldn't go along with this guy's sin. Not if I cared about him and loved God. There's already enough people in this city calling evil good. I wasn't going to be another one.
So let me get this straight. You want me to turn away business, drop my biggest client so I can be like your boss who lost his job, be like Andrea who lost her job, and be like you who lost your job. Does that about sum it up?
Brian, why do you care so much about a job?
Hey, Andrea, give it a few weeks and you're going to be caring a lot about a job too. How are you guys going to take care of yourselves? Are you going to be like those people who live with their parents until they're 40?
I don't know what God has planned for me, but after months of feeling miserable every single day because of what I was doing, I'm just praying that God gives me the strength to trust Him and never compromise with the world again. I just felt dirty all the time, and not just for the things I was teaching those kids, but because I wasn't trusting God. I don't want to do that again. I can't wait to see what God does to strengthen me. I just want to do the right things from now on.
God can help you too, Brian. I know I'm going to need His help. It's probably going to be even harder for me to find a job in the computer industry now. I don't know how I'm going to explain losing my job so soon. But you know what? I don't care. I'm just so thankful God gave me the strength to pass the test. And He can give you the strength too, Brian.
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Come on, Brian. Doesn't it bother you that you're doing these things? You have to know these things aren't right. Do you really think that bad language is good? Or those lustful things? Or those blasphemous things?
Of course they're not right, Andrea. I know that. But what am I supposed to do? We have to get through this life. We have to make it in this world.
Yeah, but we don't have to be of this world, Brian. Just because we're living in a sinful place doesn't mean we're supposed to indulge in its sins. We're supposed to stand out. Like a city on a hill, just like Jesus said. But if we do the same things the world does, if we enjoy the same things, then we're just like everyone else. We're not representing Jesus, we're just representing the world and ourselves. But it's not supposed to be about us, Brian. It's supposed to be about God. We're His ambassadors. Remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is heaven." These things you're involved in, do you really think those are good works?
Hey, I'm not enjoying this stuff, you know. I'm not listening to this music or using that kind of language.
But you're not abstaining it either, Brian. And the fact that you're there and involved in this stuff makes it look like you think it's okay. How is someone supposed to know that you don't like these things if you're still there being a part of them?
Hey, I'm not telling people to do these things.
Yes, you are. You're marketing these things. And even if you weren't, just being at events like the ones over the weekend makes it seem like you think there's nothing wrong with them. And if some kids in the church found out that you were involved in that event?
What do you mean?
They find out someone from church is involved in events like that, and they think it must be okay. I mean, if it was bad, then why would someone from church go along with it? Remember, Brian, the whole world is watching us. The kids in our church, anyone in our church or outside the church who may have not been saved yet, they're always looking for a way to quiet their conscience. The world loves when Christians do worldly things. It makes them feel like, hey, if that Christian's doing the same thing I'm doing and he's going to heaven, then I must be okay too. Man, do you really want to help people feel comfortable with their sins?
Yeah, Brian, with all this stuff going on, all the changes in this city, Christians need to be especially good examples of God's holiness. We're either going to go along with the world or we're going to stand out from it. There's not a lot of gray area left, but that's good. It's an opportunity to honor God and show others that you can be an obedient believer in Jesus and still have a life.
Yeah, a life without a job, a career, any visible means of support. In my case, a failed business. Oh, and I can just wreck my dad's company while I'm at it. Great example. I'm sure people will be flocking to Jesus when they see a disaster like this.
What they'll see is that all those things the world values doesn't matter after this life's over. Our hearts are supposed to be focused on our treasures in heaven, not on earth. We can show them that Jesus is so important to us, that His salvation for us is so amazing, that we're willing to give up everything in this life to honor and obey Him.
Come on, Brian. Trust Him. I know it's hard. Believe me, I've failed at it over and over. But God is faithful. He gave me the strength. He'll give you the strength too. Just let Him.
Just give up, Brian. You're trying to do it all yourself. You're acting like your life is yours, but it's not. It belongs to God. Let Him do what He wants to with it. You know His plans are going to be better than yours. I know it's sure better than mine.
So I'm just supposed to give up my life? All my dreams? All the things I've wanted to do? All the things I've been trained to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've wanted these things my whole life. I wanted to prove that I could run a business. And now it's working. I'm doing it. I'm creating jobs. I'm making stuff people like. It's working. And you want me to just give it all up?
It isn't hard to succeed selling sin, Brian.
How would you know, Andrea? What have you built? I built this company from nothing in less than a year, and I'm just getting started. Despite what you think, this is hard work, and it's paying off.
How is it paying off, Brian? By whose measure? God's or the world's?
I don't expect you two to understand. Not everyone's wired to run a business. Some people are great at working for other people, and some of us are willing to take risks and be successful. It's just a different mindset. You two have no frame of reference for what I'm talking about.
We've got God's frame of reference. He's the measuring stick for all these things, Brian. It's very simple, really. Are we doing what God wants, or aren't we? We're here to honor and serve Him, not ourselves. You have to figure out who's first in your life, Brian. You or God?
Come on, Brian. Just trust Him. I know it's hard. It's hard for me, too. But you can pray and ask Him to help you. We can all pray, right now. We all need the strength to do the right things. Come on, Brian. Let's pray, right now.
Yeah, Brian. Come on. Remember how we used to pray together?
Yeah, Brian. Come on.
You guys just don't understand.
Brian!
Come on, Brian. Don't go.
Come back! What happened to him?
It's hard to let go. The world offers so much. I admit, when I got out of school, I was thinking about all the money I could make in the computer industry and what kind of life I could have. Brian can have even more of this with his business.
It's also tempting. We all want to be in control of our own life. It's hard to let go and give it to God.
Huh. Imagine how strong Jesus had to be. He's the creator of the universe, and he was willing to give everything up to be like an ordinary person.
And to die for us.
Yeah. Wow. Remember what he said in the garden? Not my will, but thine be done. You know, we read those things, but it's amazing to think. He was willing to give up everything, even his life, to obey his Father.
Our Father, too.
Yeah. I hope he gives us the strength to give up everything, if that's his will.
I think I need to pray, Mark.
Yeah, me too.
Father, please give us the strength we need to do your will. Please help us trust you, no matter what the cost. Please help Brian. Please give him the strength. We're all so weak, Father. Please help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mom? Mom! Mom!
Huh? What? What are you yelling about, Jared?
Are you still reading that book?
It's the Bible, Jared. And yes, I'm still reading it.
You read that thing all the time now.
Well, I'm trying to understand it.
Here, let me save you some time. It says, do what I say or go to hell. There, can we have some ice cream now?
Hey, what did I tell you about being disrespectful?
Mom, it's a book. You don't need to respect a book.
Well, some people believe it's God's word.
Yeah, all the people that want to tell other people what to do.
Jared, where did this come from? What do you have against the Bible?
People use that book to get everyone to stop doing the things they like. It's like these people don't have any fun, and they don't want anyone else to have fun either.
These people? You mean Christians?
There are Christians at my school. They don't tell people what to do. They act like everyone else.
Well, I think there are some Christians that don't act like everyone else.
Yeah, the haters.
Haters?
Yeah, the bigots, the radicals. My social studies teachers talks about them all the time. They're the ones that are still trying to keep gay people from getting married. They tell people if they don't believe the way they do, that they're gonna go to hell. They're weird. Why can't they just leave people alone?
I'm already worried about what you're learning at school. Don't make it any worse. And what if they're right about hell?
They just do that to scare people, so they'll do what they say, so they can control them.
Yeah, it sure looks like the Christians are in control of this city. Here, let me read you something. It's from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him.
See? They didn't even follow their own book. Jesus didn't come to judge people.
Wait, let me keep going. He who believes in him is not judged. He who doesn't believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, Jared, people are already under judgment because they don't believe in Jesus.
That's dumb. I'm going to be judged for not believing in Jesus?
Well, there's more. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and doesn't come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. People are judged because of the evil they do, the evil we do.
We are not evil!
I guess it depends on whose standards we use. If we go by God's standards, we probably are.
What do we do that's evil?
Well, do we lie? I know I have, and I know you have.
So what? Everyone lies.
How about stealing and anger? I was reading a few days ago that Jesus said if we're angry with someone or call them a fool, we deserve to go to hell.
What? That's not fair.
Well, if God's holy, then I suppose he has to punish sin. I can't imagine he'd have a bunch of people running around heaven sinning all the time.
So I guess I'm going to hell then.
Yeah, Jared, me too. That's what I'm worried about. I think we're both doing things we're not supposed to. Look at the things we watch on TV. Look at how proud I've taught you to be.
I'm not supposed to be proud of myself?
Well, I haven't read this whole book yet, but I haven't found anywhere in here where pride is talked about in a good way. The only times I've seen so far is when someone was proud of someone for their faith in God or their obedience to God. All the other times, pride is talked about in a very negative way. There's even this one verse that says God resists the proud. He only gives grace to the humble.
That's crazy. Everyone knows you're supposed to feel good about yourself.
Well, I don't think we're supposed to go around beating ourselves up all the time, but we're way past that in this city. I mean, I was always told to tell you how special you are. They said it would help your self-esteem. But now I'm wondering, where's the line between self-esteem and pride? You have to admit, people are pretty prideful.
Our teachers tell us that we're all special. That's how you're supposed to feel about yourself.
Well, Jared, first of all, that doesn't even make sense. How can you be special if everyone is special? What does special mean, then? And second, I'm wondering if all this pride makes us think that we don't have to listen to God. Maybe that's why he says he resists the proud. Maybe it's because proud people don't want to do what he says.
Why should we have to do what some old book says? It's our life. It's the only one we got. There's no guarantee of tomorrow, so we just need to make the best of every day.
Oh, brother. Kiddo, I've got news for you. That idea isn't new. In my day, it was, if it feels good, do it. Everyone wants to just do their own thing, Jared. That doesn't mean it's right.
But we're the ones that get to decide what's right, not a bunch of people that are just trying to control us.
So, we're each going to decide what's right? What if I decide different than you do?
I mean, as a city, our culture decides what's right, the majority.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on that. I have a front row seat to what our city's deciding is right and wrong. That's what's got me so worried in the first place.
Worried? Things are getting better. People have more rights. They can do what they want.
Jared, you're too young to understand this now, but with all the things going on, I'm really worried about what kind of city you're going to inherit. People can decide to do really bad things. Things that are bad for individuals and for the whole city. And there's more than that. I'm worried about what happens to us after this life.
What do you mean?
What if this book is right? What if God's going to hold us accountable for what we do in this life? I don't want to go to hell, and I don't want you to go to hell. Jared!
Stop it, Mom. Just stop it. You're starting to sound like those bigots. You need to stop reading this book.
But what if it's true, honey? And what if Jesus can help us?
Oh, no. Don't do this, Mom. What'll my friends say? People are gonna think we're weird.
There are more important things to worry about than what people will think. These things have really been bothering me lately, honey. I read things in this book, and I can see what it's talking about when I look around at what's going on. And the things people do. At the things I do.
Give me that book, Mom!
Jared, what are you doing?
Stop reading that book, Mom! Stop reading it! You're gonna go crazy like all those bigots! People are gonna think my mom's stupid!
Stop worrying about what people will think, Jared!
You don't know what it's like. You should see the way those Christian kids at school get treated. Everyone makes fun of them. Do you want people to treat me like that?
Well, Jared, the problem isn't with the Christian kids. It's with the people picking on them.
I don't care. I don't want them to do that to me. I don't want to be like those Christian kids at all. I just want to be normal, like everyone else.
What am I going to do? Did I mess up? Did I raise him wrong? What if this book is true? How am I going to undo all the stuff I've done to him? All the things I've taught him? Oh, Madeline, you better get this right. You don't have time to mess up again.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
What's wrong, son?
Andrea and I bumped into Brian down at the coffee house.
Oh, is he okay? I noticed he wasn't in church on Sunday.
Yeah, he's fine. He was at that skater event they had downtown. He was doing the marketing for the company that sponsored it.
Yikes. I saw a news story on the sports channel. That didn't look like something a Christian should be attending, much less promoting.
I know. That's what Andrew and I were trying to tell him.
How did he take it?
Not well. His business is apparently doing great. It's kind of hard to convince him to stop doing what he's doing.
Did you tell him that he doesn't need to be involved in that stuff just to make a living? That God would take care of him?
Yeah. Andrew and I both did. It didn't go over well. He stormed out. I thought maybe, after he heard what happened to Andrew and me, that God gave us strength, that it would help him to trust God. But it kind of backfired.
Backfired?
Yeah. It just made it look like everyone who trusted God loses their job.
Bill?
Huh? What's going on?
Mark, your mom and I talked about it, and I've decided to take early retirement at work.
What?
They won't let me have my Bible at work at all anymore. People keep trying to bait me into saying something that will get me in trouble because of my faith. It isn't worth it anymore. If I don't take early retirement, I could wind up getting fired. Then I wouldn't have anything.
Wow. Well, I guess it'll be great for you to be out of that environment, and I'm sure Mom and I will appreciate seeing you around the house more, but are you going to have enough to live on?
Well, because it's early retirement, I won't be getting my full pension. It'll probably be half of what we were counting on. We'll still have your mom's part-time income, but it's going to be tight around here, that's for sure.
I really need to find a job. I keep praying that God will give me wisdom to know what to do and to trust him. Wow, I just got done telling Brian about how important it is to trust God, and now, well, I'm going to need to trust him even more. Boy, I hope he provides a job for me soon.
We all need to trust God more. But you know what, Mark? God gave me the strength to do this, to sacrifice the plans your mother and I had for our retirement. I wasn't going to take my Bible home, and I wasn't going to let them silence me about God. It came down to a choice. Thankfully, God provided an option that would still give me some of my retirement money.
Yeah, that is a blessing. I don't think Ken got any retirement, and Andrew and I don't have anything to show from our jobs. It is really nice that God provided something for this family, even though it's not as much as we were planning on.
And I might be able to pick up more hours at work.
Susan, you already work enough. You manage this house and work your job on top of it.
Yeah, but Bill, you'll be around now to help with the house. I can go get more hours.
I don't know how to tell you this, dear, but neither of us is getting any younger. I think you've been working hard enough as it is.
Well, God's always taken care of this family. I'm sure he's not going to let us down now. We've had it pretty easy up until now, but this is a different time. I think we're going to get the chance to find out what it's really like to trust God, like those people in other cities have had to do.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mom. Andrea and Brian and I have been talking about that lately. What if things are going to be like that for us now, like it is for Christians in those other cities? What if everything we know about this city is about to change, or at least our place in it?
Well, God has given the Christians in those other cities the opportunity to stand up for him and glorify him and even suffer for him. They were deemed worthy to suffer for Christ. Maybe we're going to get that opportunity too.
Just like Peter and the apostles in Acts chapter 5.
Yep. God gave them the strength to be brave. I'm sure he'll give us the strength as well.
I'm already thankful for the strength he's given me, and he used you two to do it. I'm blessed to have a family that trusts God so much.
Yeah, but I'm afraid I'm still a lot weaker than I'd like to be. I worry so much. I know I shouldn't be anxious, but...
Well, God's not done sanctifying us yet. He's still working on us, making us more like Jesus. We'll still need him every day, more than we probably know. And he's given us each other as a family to disciple each other. I get the sense that there's a serious time of testing coming.
I think you're right, Mom.
I think it might be here already. But I know God will get us through it. We just need to stay close to him, stay in his word, and ask him for the strength to be faithful.
Hey, speaking of his word, isn't it family Bible time?
Yes, it is.
I'll get the Bible.